Mr. Kalimnik was born in the central Ukrainian city of Kryvyi Rih when the country was part of the Soviet Union. Already fluent in Russian and Ukrainian, he studied Swedish and English at a Soviet military language academy, considered a training ground for the country's military intelligence service, known as the GRU. He joined the Russian army as a translator and said he later worked for a time in Sweden for a Russian arms exporting company. In the chaotic years after the Soviet Union collapsed, Mr. Kalimnik was left without steady income. He made do with money from freelance translating gigs before landing a job in 1995 in the Moscow office of the International Republican Institute, or IRI, which receives tens of millions of dollars annually from the United States government to promote democracy. At the Institute, Mr. Kalimnik came to know a handful of brash young Americans who would eventually become key players in the Manafort milieu and the Russian investigations, including Mr. Caputo, Philip M. Griffin, and Sam Patton. It was Mr. Griffin who initially served as Mr. Manafort's right-hand man in Kiev. He first brought Mr. Kalimnik onto the team, only to watch Mr. Kalimnik encroach on his position and eventually formally replace him when Mr. Griffin left the team in 2011. Years later, Mr. Kalimnik went into business with Mr. Patton, advising a Russian-aligned Ukrainian party that had once been Mr. Manafort's client. The arrangement brought Mr. Patton to the attention of the special counsel's team, and he pleaded guilty last year to charges related to his lobbying with Mr. Kalimnik. Mr. Merkel, who led the Institute's Moscow office when Mr. Kalimnik came on board, said Mr. Kalimnik took the job for the money, not because he believed in the mission of the IRI or in advancing the principle of free market democracy. Mr. Merkel said he later arranged an interview for Mr. Kalimnik at the TNK-BP, a joint Russian-British oil venture based in Moscow. They didn't think he was tough enough to handle the rough and tumble of Moscow at the time, said Mr. Merkel said. He hadn't become what he would later become. While his IRI colleague said Mr. Kalimnik seemed to be no fan of the fallen communist government or Russia's post-Soviet leadership, he appeared to embrace the perception that he had ties to Russian intelligence. He did nothing to disabuse that notion because it added to his backstory and it made him more attractive to visiting consultants and women, Mr. Caputo said. Two former IRI colleagues have said the group fired Mr. Kalimnik in April of 2005 after suspicions arose that he had leaked information about an institute conference in Bratislava, Slovakia, to Russia's Federal Security Service, the successor agency to the KGB. An institute spokeswoman declined to address the allegation, instead saying that Mr. Kalimnik was fired because the organization came into possession of information that led us to believe that he was joining Paul Manafort's team on the Ukraine program. That was a violation of our code of ethics banning freelancing, the spokeswoman said, and we haven't had a relationship with him since then.